Welcome to episode 864 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
In the ancient lands, by the great river Tigris, the prophet Daniel, after weeks of fasting and prayer, is visited by a being not of this world. As the heavens open, a story of unseen battles and divine messages unfolds.
What? What is this that I see? A figure, clothed in linen with a belt of pure gold around his waist. His body, it shines like beryl. His face like lightning, and his eyes like flaming torches.
Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have been sent to you.
How can I, Daniel, stand in the presence of such majesty? My strength is gone, and I can barely breathe.
Fear not, Daniel. From the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. I have come in response to your words.
Please, tell me, why has my prayer brought you across the heavens? My mind is troubled by visions of my people and their future.
The battle is not only fought on the earth, Daniel. The moment you began to pray, a battle ensued in the heavenly realms. I was resisted by the prince of the Persian kingdom for 21 days. But Michael, one of the chief princes, came to assist me, for I was detained with the kings of Persia.
Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people.
Yes, Daniel. Now I must return to fight against the prince of Persia, and after him the prince of Greece will come. But before I go, I will reveal to you what is noted in the Book of Truth.
I am but dust and ashes before such knowledge, yet my heart yearns for understanding. What shall become of my people?
A time of trouble is coming such as never occurred since there was a nation. Yet know this, Daniel, your people shall be delivered. Everyone whose name is found written in the book will be rescued.
May the Lord's will be done. How can I prepare? What must I do?
Remain steadfast in faith and continue in your prayers, for they wield power in the realms unseen. The future is in the hands of the Almighty, and in His mercy, He has chosen to reveal a portion to you. Guard this knowledge well. And understand, the end is yet for an appointed time.
I am humbled by your visitation and the knowledge you've imparted. Please, before you go, might I know your name?
I'm a messenger of the Most High, a guardian of His truths. Remember, Daniel, though the battles rage on, the victory is already won in the heavens. Be strong and of good courage.
As the angelic being departs, Daniel is left with visions of the future, a future fraught with battles both seen and unseen. But in his heart, there is peace, for he knows the God of heaven is always in control, guiding the affairs of men and angels alike.
Daniel 10 is a pivotal chapter that sets the stage for the final visions of Daniel, providing deep insights into spiritual warfare and the great controversy between good and evil. This chapter is not only historical, but also prophetic, revealing the ongoing battle behind the scenes of human history and God's active involvement in the affairs of nations. Let's explore this chapter closely. The first three verses introduce a vision given to Daniel in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia. Daniel mourns for 3 weeks, fasting from delicacies, meat, and wine. This period of mourning occurs because Daniel has been seeking understanding of the visions he has received, particularly concerning the future of God's people. The next three verses take us to the banks of the Tigris River. Daniel sees a heavenly being with a majestic appearance, symbolizing the purity, power, and glory of God. This vision parallels descriptions of Christ in Revelation, suggesting a Christophany or an appearance of Christ before his incarnation. This is indicative of Christ's active role in guiding and protecting his people throughout history. Let's consider Daniel 10, verses 7 to 9. Although Daniel's companions do not see the vision, they are overcome with terror and flee. Daniel himself is left alone to witness the vision, and he falls into a deep trance, face down to the ground. This reaction underscores the overwhelming nature of divine encounters and the human inability to stand in God's holy presence without divine aid. Next, verses 10 and 11. A hand touches Daniel, setting him trembling on his hands and knees. He is addressed in a compassionate manner, highlighting the personal care and encouragement God provides to those who earnestly seek him. This is an assurance of God's nearness and his readiness to strengthen us in our spiritual journey. Daniel 10, verses 12 to 14. The heavenly being explains that Daniel's prayers were heard from the first day, but the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted him for 21 days until Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help. This passage provides a rare glimpse into the spiritual conflicts occurring behind earthly events. The prince of the Persian kingdom is understood to be a demonic force opposing God's will, while Michael is identified as Christ himself, reinforcing Christ's preeminence in the cosmic conflict between good and evil. Verses 15 to 17. Overwhelmed by the vision, Daniel is speechless and describes himself as in great pain. This physical and emotional reaction underscores the profound impact of divine revelations on human beings, emphasizing our frailty in contrast to God's majesty. Daniel 10, verses 18 to 19. Again, Daniel is touched and strengthened by the one who appeared in the vision, being told not to fear, and that he is highly esteemed. This reassurance and strengthening by God emphasizes God's care for his faithful servants. Verses 20 to 21. The angelic being explains his struggle with the prince of Persia and his impending battle with the prince of Greece, underscoring the ongoing spiritual warfare that influences earthly kingdoms and events. A reference to the Book of Truth affirms God's sovereignty and the certainty of his prophetic word. Michael is again mentioned, solidifying his role as the defender of God's people. Daniel 10 emphasizes the reality of spiritual warfare, the significance of prayer, the involvement of Christ in earthly affairs, and the assurance of divine strength and guidance. It sets the stage for understanding the prophetic messages that follow, framing them within the context of the great controversy between Christ and Satan.
Father, as we heard in the story of Daniel, we know there are unseen battles raging around us. We pray for courage and strength to face these challenges, both seen and unseen. Help us to be steadfast in our faith and follow your guidance. Grant us the power of prayer, like Daniel, so that our voices may rise to you and bring about your will. Thank you for sending your messengers to comfort and guide us. We place our trust in you, knowing that victory is already yours. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.